It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, there is a full moon shining over Selhurst Park as we begin the journey back after a very disappointing display from Newcastle United. It has to be said, two goals after the break from Jean-Philippe Matata, and really 2-0. It could have been a lot worse for Eddie Howe's team, and I'm sitting here now and I'm wondering just, where did that performance come from? You know, the last few games, Newcastle have looked back on track. Anthony Gordon and Isak have looked very much like a devastating duo in front of goal. But we didn't see much of that in the first half. And it was that first half that set the tone. I did wonder if Newcastle were inviting Palace on a little bit and hoping to hit them on the break, absorb a bit of pressure, but unfortunately that wasn't to be. And Newcastle were very fortunate to get in at half time at 0-0. Palace by that time had managed 9 goal attempts, and really, had it not been for a few blocks from Fabian Schär and some decent goalkeeping just in terms of covering his angles from Martin Dubravka, then Palace would have went in with what would have been a deserved lead. But there you go. That was Newcastle's second chance to, you know, force the issue. But sadly, they were far from their best. Looked a distant memory, that Tottenham game, the 4-0 thrashing. And it's one that Newcastle must now go away and try and build on, because this was far from good enough if you are to be that team that pushes for Europe. Once they went 1-0 down, they pretty much disappeared without a trace. Okay, there was the Sean Longstaff penalty incident where he's gone down. Now, I have seen them given, I'm not going to lie. I've seen penalties given like that, but it would have been soft. Would have been very soft. But, you know, given what I've just witnessed, I would have been happy to take it. But sadly it wasn't to be. Quick VAR check, and it was obvious that they weren't going to give it. So, yeah, and then Newcastle just decided to switch off completely after that. Matata gets another goal, and Newcastle are beaten late in the game. So, huge disappointment for Eddie Howe and his team and the supporters who've made the journey down here. So really, it was just a night where everything went completely wrong for Newcastle. Everything that could go wrong did. Even the substitutions Eddie Howe made had no impact at all. Callum Wilson didn't look ready, although he's, you know, come back to fitness, must start somewhere. He didn't have anything really to offer. Seven touches, service wasn't good. And really, you know, that was just part of the disappointment for Newcastle fans as the players made their way over to applaud them, the 2,700 loyal fans who've made their way down here tonight and witnessed, as I said before, it was probably the worst performance of 2024, I would say. It's certainly the worst I've seen Newcastle play since probably the 4-1 loss at Tottenham in the Premier League or the 3-0 loss at Goodison Park against Everton. Everton, who got a very big result tonight to show just how hard the Premier League, you know, circuit really is. And I think we've witnessed that again tonight. You cannot go in there. You can't switch off even for 5%. And expect anything other than a defeat. And Newcastle are not good enough to play, you know, at that sort of half level where they're sort of half turning on the ball and half trying to create chances. They're just not at that level where they can do that. So that is a huge disappointment for Eddie. So where does it leave them? Where does it leave Newcastle United? Looking at the league table now, they have slipped down to seventh place. They're still in a commanding enough position to get a Europa League spot or a Europa Conference League spot. It's not the end of the world, but they cannot afford to do this again in probably the last five matches. And bearing in mind three of them are away from home, they know they will have to step up.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you can call it good news, they do face Sheffield United at the weekend. And that has the potential to be a morale-boosting win for Newcastle. And Sheffield United have put up a brave battle tonight against Man United, but have still conceded four and they are going down. So this is really, you know, a chance for Newcastle to step back up to things, and that's what they'll be looking to do, and they're going to have to do it, and they're going to have to do it somehow. They're going to have a lot of things to work on in the next couple of days of training, which Eddie Howe said that's exactly what he would be doing. He said that he was baffled by the fact that they didn't want to pull the trigger in the box, didn't want to unleash anything. It was just a really strange display. Call it an end of season display. Probably the type of display you would expect from a team that were sort of in mid-table and had nothing to play for. Newcastle do have something to play for. They've got a European place. They didn't look like European contenders on that pitch tonight, and there's going to have to be a big improvement. In terms of performers, not many. You'd struggle to even pick a man of the match there tonight. I mean, Dubravka at least with his claims and, you know, his commanding in the box, at least maybe kept the score down a little bit. Isak got on the ball a lot more in the second half. I thought Elliot Anderson did okay. I know there's a bit of criticism flying around for all the players tonight, but I did think Anderson, you know, at least looked, you know, like he was bothered. And yeah, defensively, there was nothing to write home about. Emil Kraft, probably, if he's honest, had a bit of a shocker, playing the ball straight to Anderson, who set up the first goal. So yeah, hugely, hugely disappointing, and he's struggling to find words to describe it, but I will try, bear with me. I think if you look at Newcastle's season overall, they have been missing that little bit. They're miles off where they were last season. They're not going to finish in the top four this season. That's mathematically being decided tonight. You know, they're a good 20 odd points from where they were last season, and yeah, they're going to have to look at this and come back stronger. That's all he can do. We know that there's improvements that can be made to this team. How critical can you be of this team? That's what you've got to ask yourself. Remember, there are still a lot of players that were signed to keep this club in the division a few years ago, pre-takeover. And while we give credit for Eddie Howe for using these players, can we really expect, you know, a steamrolling team that's going to just march into Europe when, you know, a good 50% of the squad were here before the takeover, were here when Newcastle were, you know, just happy to get 40 points? You have to take that into consideration. But then it's up to the bigger name signings, the bigger money signings, to deliver. And tonight, unfortunately, they weren't able to deliver. And that's where Newcastle are at the minute. They're not the complete side. They're not this title-winning machine. You know, they are very early in this takeover. You know, 3 years into it. Top four last season. Could be top six this season still. That's where they are. So, we have to be philosophical. I think Eddie Howe was a manager who was prepared to take criticism on the chin in the press conference afterwards. Said they must take responsibility for it. But overall, Newcastle will leave the capital. I'm just seeing the Newcastle fans trudging back for the trains now. They will leave the capital empty-handed. And that's where they are, unfortunately. 5 games left. They're going to have to probably pick up 3 wins, I would say, from those 5 to be completely sure. It'd be nice if they could win all 5, but they haven't been able to do that all season. So, again, are we demanding too much? Are we expecting too much? It's hard to say. Certainly on the back of a defeat. Disappointing, but it's not over. There's still a few games left. Newcastle can still get that European place. Thanks very much for listening. This has been Lee Ryder from Chronicle Live. I hope you will join me again in the coming days as we look forward to that big game at St James's Park against Sheffield United, where we hope Eddie Howe and the players can get right back on track.